Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, How Can Satan Win? Satan is known as the Great Deceiver. Today's topic is, How Can Satan Win? The problem with this topic is that many people today no longer even believe that Satan is real. So before going any further, allow me to point out Satan's biggest lie. Satan's greatest lie is to convince us that he doesn't exist. He is well on his way to victory if we fall for that lie. But he has other tricks up his sleeve. I invite you to listen to more. Today, I want to focus on one key point. Satan doesn't win when he gets us to sin. He wins when he gets us to stop praying. Satan is constantly trying to put thoughts like these in our mind. Praying doesn't change anything. Pray all you want. God isn't listening. He doesn't care. My friends, these are lies. I think it's safe to assume that all of us have prayed to God, asking him to do something, but in the end, God did not do what we ask of him. We must remember God's ways are above our ways. What appears to be unanswered prayers may have been answered in ways we just can't see or understand yet. Who amongst us hasn't prayed for peace only to see more wars in the world? Hasn't prayed for an end to world hunger only to see more starving people? Hasn't prayed for a healing for someone who was dying only to see them die? Hasn't prayed for an end to habitual sin or addiction in your life only to see your struggle continue? Hasn't prayed for an end to abortion only to see babies being aborted at record pace? Finally, who hasn't at some point prayed for an answer or direction in your life only to hear silence? All of these things can be disheartening. The seeming lack of response to our prayers can challenge our faith. It is exactly when we are feeling low and disheartened that Satan steps into that void and whispers in our ear, "See, I told you God doesn't care." 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 and 17 state this, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing." Prayer is communication with God. Satan knows that if he can exploit our disappointment when our prayers seem to go unanswered, he just might cause us to stop praying altogether and thereby disrupt our relationship with God. In spite of what may appear to be unanswered prayers, we must be diligent in maintaining our relationship with God. God is alive in his word. If we want to maintain our relationship with God, it is essential that we spend time in his word. He speaks to us through his scriptures. We must pray for protection from Satan's lies. We must ask God to send his Holy Spirit to protect us and to pray for us when we find it hard to pray for ourselves. The Holy Spirit will come to our aid and intercede for us, according to Romans 8:26. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18 tells us that the battle that we face is against the lies of the evil one. We are told to put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. John 12, verse 31 assures us that the evil ruler of this world will be defeated. We must never lose hope. The next time doubt creeps into your heart and you begin to wonder if God is even listening to you, remember that Satan wants you to believe God has abandoned you. Stand firm in the face of your doubt. Do just the opposite of what Satan wants. Instead of not praying, double down on your prayer time. Make more time in your schedule for scripture reading. Perhaps the most important thing we can all do is to incorporate these words into our prayer life. Father, not my will, but your will be done in my life. We must trust in God and believe that he always knows what's best for us. If you find yourself discouraged and doubting, always try to keep these two key points in mind. Satan's greatest lie is to convince us that he doesn't exist. And Satan doesn't win when he gets us to sin. He wins when he gets us to stop praying. Throughout Christianity, many saints have had times in their lives when it became hard to pray. The key is that they pressed on. They persevered. They prayed even when it was hard to do. We must do the same. We can't let Satan win. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I reject Satan and all of his evil works and all of his empty promises. I recognize him as the great deceiver. Send your Holy Spirit to my aid and keep me close to you in prayer at all times. I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who defeated Satan by rising from the dead and restoring us to life. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.